Welcome to our second series for 2026. And even though it feels like a continuation from last week, we are entering into a new frequency sphere with this class. And we're moving along in harmony with the planetary awakening. And we're being supported by tremendous energies that are around us, beneath us, above us, within us, to grow into the new earth being that we are. And we could say it's pretty exciting, and I do think it is very exciting from the energy point of view, but it's quite a experience on the human level here. So there's a lot to deal with, a lot to separate off from so that you don't identify and resonate with the chaos that's currently expressing itself around us, and that we fortify that inner center of clarity and calm. And I want to say it takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. And my hope is that when we're together in a sacred circle and the power of our collective light and consciousness enables a clearing, a settling, a healing, an experience of a new frequency, this is setting a new reference point for your being to resonate to. And it takes practice to return to that on a as best as you can on a daily basis, to once you're oriented towards a deeper, more meaningful place within, it means that your being wants to get there. You may not be able to feel that kind of clearing and pure spirit daily, but with practice, it's just like anything else. Learning any new skill requires a lot of practice. And there's, steep areas where your being is adjusting to, in a dramatic way, to the new frequencies. And there's plateaus where it evens out. There might be some backsliding as old wounds and traumas are finally able to surface to resolve. So it's quite truly a journey. And so I'm saying this because there may be an expectation that this can be done in a second, kind of with a stamp of the fingers. Sometimes we transform on a dime. Other times we don't. And so it requires a lot of patience and a lot of practice. So I don't want you to be discouraged if you run into some rough spots. Think about all the times that you learned a new skill, a new craft, a new program, and how much practice it took to get to the point where you felt comfortable and at home with the process. And that's the same with consciousness. We have to get through the old programming, have that dissolve, and emerge into a new space. And depending on what is coming up for each one of us, that can take a while. For a shorter amount of time, it depends, but we all go through cycles. And I want you to be kind and patient with yourself and practice. That seemed to be something important to share tonight, because as the density around us gets thicker and thicker, tuning into the light energies and the living energies within becomes so much more essential. There's little wiggle room between feeling exhausted and miserable, or uplifted, safe, and in contact with your true self. So we want to keep the idea of practice, practice, practice in the front of our minds all the time now. And I still am a fan of the grounding for 1 second, 100 times a day practice, because you're training yourself in tolerable increments that you don't attach too much meaning to. They don't collect a lot of baggage, but you're still training yourself. So, and I still do this every day, you know, when I'm brushing my hair in the shower, by the refrigerator, as I'm walking from room to room in my house or to my car, getting in my car, it 1 second, feeling your feet and seat, coming back into your body. Collecting your energy back from where you've placed it outside of you, and developing a strong pool of living energy within your being. And it really is about developing and cultivating this pool of energy to sustain you. So think of it like that. It's more cultivating and collecting a big pool of energy that's there to feed you, nourish you, sustain you. And when it gets below a certain point, that's when you start feeling that exhaustion and the misery. And that's when we start getting down on ourselves and we don't have enough living energy to stave off the negative self-comments that we can come up with for ourselves. And we're pretty creative in that area, but it's what it is when we're negative and in a negative space about ourselves. You can think about it as your tank is too low. Your living energy tank is gone below the empty line, and therefore your thoughts and your feelings are symptoms of low living energy. That's all they are. And when you reground, and reconnect with the living energies in any way you have figured out to do it in addition to your feet and seat. And you start refilling the tank. You know this, your thoughts and feelings will change. Your body will feel different. You'll feel safer. You'll have kinder, more patient thoughts. Even any kind of discomfort or illness in the body can start to release and relieve. And so we're talking about replenishing the living energies. And I really want you to think of anything that feels negative as a symptom of low living energy. Once you get entwined with all those thoughts, you actually drain below empty. So you don't want to trust those thoughts and those feelings and your experience until you've refilled your tank. So that's really important as we begin this new series, which is going to take us into a new, beautiful dimension of consciousness. But it's going to be a big shift. So the title of this is Revealing the New Earth Heart. So as we initiate this transmission tonight, let's take a moment to collect yourself. Draw your attention back from everywhere you've placed it today. And by the way, Mark, I just wanted to thank you for that beautiful, thoughtful comment. I spent a lot of time writing that journal and putting that together, and it was really nice to know that someone benefited from it. So thank you. So take a moment, few moments, to settle in. And make the shift from your daily consciousness into your collected being. The frequency of the group is changing beautifully. Feel how your breath is settling into a deeper space, your body's relaxing more. The mind is softening. And I was very serious about what I wrote in the email about not trusting your thoughts and feelings unless you're grounded. The densities around us are so intense right now that it would take an enormous amount of concentration to not pick that up. And so, if you know that, then pause in your reactions, pause in your thoughts and feelings. Allow yourself to reground, fill up, and then see what guidance you receive from your own being. What really is your are your true feelings or your true thoughts? Give yourself permission to pause and reground. And note if there's any sense of urgency and impatience, because that's a sure sign of not being grounded. And this is the type of practice that each person needs to do for themselves. So there's no way anyone else can do the yoga moves or the reps or the running for you when you exercise. This is something that each person can only do for themselves. We can inspire each other. We can hold space for each other. We can hold a beautiful frequency so that if someone can resonate with that frequency, that's helpful. But no one else can do it for you. And I had a pretty tough lesson around this. And it had to do with my Sufi teacher. I was so in tune with his being that for many years that I didn't develop my own practice. I did the practices he taught me, but predominantly I knew how to resonate with his being. So I was able to share his space and his consciousness, and I learned a lot that way. But then he up and died almost suddenly. And I was left to figure out how to attain those states without him being present physically on Earth. And it was a very big shock to me. So I could experience the states he was experiencing, and they were very nice, believe me. I learned a lot, but then I couldn't sustain it on my own. And I had to take myself to task and bring a new awareness to my practice. So if you're very empathic and very sensitive, you can resonate with a higher frequency very nicely. But the question is, can you attain that state on your own? It's good that you have a reference point, and it's good that you have practices that can help you, but there's a difference in your approach when you take it upon yourself to do the practices and really practice. Now, as I say this, there can be another type of confusion because we can slip into the old pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality of our manifest destiny individualism that we have here in the US and the Western world. And that's not what I'm talking about. You're not using your mental will. You're not trying to succeed. It's learning how to enter a state of coherence within you through relaxation, through grounding, through working with the heart, which we're going to do now, I mean, in this series. And learning how to sink in, release into the inner space that you and we each have within. So it's not a stiffening, it's not a hardening, it's not an achieving. And I had to figure this all out because I wanted to do it through the Western mentality. And I tried doing that and it didn't work. I always felt like I was hitting my head against the wall. And with the help of Mother Earth and learning how to connect with her and the living energies, I was able to find that well of living consciousness within me and started resonating with that, like resonating with a Tibetan bowl or chimes or something like a frequency. And instead of extending outward to resonate with someone who was a realized being, I had to find that place to resonate within me. And as I'm recalling this, which was, I don't know, 1990, how many years ago was that? I remember how big of a shock it was for me. Because being empathic, I could pick up his consciousness very easily. And I was able to stay connected to him in the beyond. But, he dissolved into the light and I had to let go of his personage. And connect with the pure spirit. And so I'm just sharing this with you because there's so many different ways the spiritual path unfolds. And we have so many expectations about how it should be. What we're supposed to do just from our conditioning. And so, this idea of focusing on the living energies is probably one of the simplest practices for helping you cultivate that inner confidence and safety and awareness that you're seeking. And so there's a point at which, for me, the magical thinking and magical experiences had to end in terms of having this incredible teacher. And I had to bring it all within. And what you find out is you have a tremendous treasure chest of consciousness within you. And the practices really help open up that treasure chest. Now, this may be superfluous for some of you, but I'm hoping that whoever needed to hear that tonight was able to take it in. Here we go, the group's starting to settle in. Any comments, questions right now?
This is Ananda, and I have certainly been doing a lot of feeling feet and seat. But I realized after last week that I was doing it in a sort of perfunctory manner because it was good for me. Like, flossing your teeth every day is good for you, so you do it. And the realization of when you presented that this is your access to the profound, unlimited, never-ending stream of love and wisdom and safety from the divine feminine shifted my motivation quite a bit. So I don't know why that took so long to sink in, but that was just really profound, and you're sharing the story of this is available 24/7 was opened a lot of doors. It was very inspiring.
I love that teaching you just shared, being able to discern doing something because you think it's good for you, versus actually sinking into the experience. Thank you for that. Okay, anyone else? So we had the planetary alignment. We have the blood moon lunar eclipse tomorrow. We have lots going on in the cosmos and in the earth. And we have a lot of drama. And I don't want you to feel badly if it's affecting you. It would take a lot not to. And then you just practice returning as best as you can. And you could do like Shar does, which is listen to the recordings from any of the classes over and over to help you reattune. Okay. I think the other teaching that kept coming to me to share tonight, before we get into the major topic, is that the spiritual path is not obvious. And maybe you've learned that by now. It the teachings come to you in a variety of ways, and every single one of them is unexpected. And they're also given through hints and little whispers that are easy to ignore. Or to override, not because you want to, but because the conditioning is so fierce that you just roll right over it. It's mystical and mysterious. And when we apply the materialistic paradigm to it, it doesn't fit. You can't prove everything through experimentation. You can't make it all fit into the materialistic paradigm. And as we've mentioned before, that can bring up a lot of fear. What happens if I don't fit in? We talked about that last week. And so be on, kind of have a little area in your being that you delegate to noticing the little whispers and surprises and doorways that you wouldn't expect. And that can come in your dreams and your intuition and experiences with other people, in your life, your job, your relationships. My experience is it's always a surprise and it's never what I expect. And that's why finding that safe, grounded place within you is so important to be able to have that resilience, to be able to shift and sway with whatever the winds are bringing in. Just note how your mind wants it to be one way and what it would feel like to allow for a little more bandwidth there, a little more spaciousness. And note how we get stuck on ways that it should be. And what it feels like to feel unsafe. And then to reground and find the inner safety instead of reaching for external safety. And that's not disregarding that we have our interactions and we do need safety with the people we are in contact with. It's not spiritual bypass. But we want our predominant safety to come from within. And becoming energetically embodied and connected to Mother Earth and the Great Goddess, the Great Feminine. That's when we're held, and that's when we feel the safest. And it's an experience without words. Go. Okay. So the main theme of this series will be cultivating a sense of love that is an experience that includes you, your body, and everyone else. And it's not a give and take, but it's a state of consciousness. It's a field. And it's a field that we can live within. We can become this state of consciousness. So it goes beyond self-love, love for individuals, love for family and friends. Love for God, it goes beyond love for God. It goes beyond seeing anyone or anything outside of us as separate. It's a big, beautiful sphere of consciousness. And that sphere becomes another womb for your emergent being. And it allows, it's a type of womb that allows for continuous emergence. Another way of saying that would be for a continuous embodied presence. But in this case, we truly are entering new states of consciousness that we have not, we may have touched, but we have not lived before. And so we'll be learning how to live in this consciousness of the new earth heart. That does not preclude having your special loved ones of any realm, flowers, pets, children, friends. Trees. Any special beings. But we'll be able to understand the difference between a personal love and a state or the consciousness of love. And I want you to remember this consciousness of love is the womb that allows us to continuously emerge fresh and new with new presence, able to respond to inner guidance, inner wisdom. And also to recognize and have clarity about what is going on around us. So, this is a very profound teaching, very transformational. And tonight we'll initiate that. And I'm going to introduce something right here and then we'll reinforce it at the end. But we're not having class next week because we are going to be out of town. And I would like everyone in the class to somehow have a comment. Have comments continuously appearing on the class page for these 2 weeks. Not that everyone has to do it every day, but having a couple of comments every day coming from any one of you will help keep the circle alive in a very practical way and will give you practice. Feeling your participation. And we're not going to sign up for days, you know, which days we're going to do it, but to keep an awareness of checking in with the class page. And by doing that, you're tuning into the circle and participating with your attention. Tend it to tending the circle. So the main idea here is you're tending the sacred circle. And you won't be thinking about it every single day, but if you get a little inkling, I should check in and maybe I should write something today, then follow that. But keep the idea of tending. It's like tending a fire. You don't want the logs to completely burn out. And you don't want to be the one who's over responsible. Because I know I would do that. I would be checking every day to make sure there was at least a comment every day. And if there wasn't, I would feel responsible for doing that. We don't want to go into over responsibility. There may be days when there's no comments. But see what it feels like to tend the circle. Okay, the energies are starting to get more powerful here. So feel your seat and feet enter into your deeper space. We greet Mother Earth without words. We just know we're together. There's no criteria for how we greet her. And allow yourself to settle into the base of the torso. Re-inhabit your legs softly from an energetic experience. Align with your body. Attune to your unique biology, physiology, and not to what's wrong with you, but to the 99 and 9-tenths percent of what's right. Just feel your unique energy, your unique flavor, note, tone, and an energetic sense. And from there, let your energy flow and connect with Mother Earth, soles of your feet, the centers activate, your gateway opens. And a awareness and a connection to living energies starts to awaken. We remember our beautiful humanness and our beautiful light, our relationship with the great goddess, the great mother. And we allow our body to relax into this meaningful connection. And we can feel the mind starting to release and peel away, giving way to a freer experience. And as we enter into this deeper state, we're starting to release the heavy energies that we've accumulated, that everyone accumulates. And so we go through a period of purification. And she receives our heavy energy. It's nourishment for her. She takes it into her heart. And transforms it into living energy. So we come into flow, reciprocal relationship, the heavy energies released from us, and they're brought into her heart and reciprocally transformed. And we start filling up. Now that we have a little more space, because we've released the heavy energies, and so not only are you releasing personal heavy energy accumulated, but planetary as well. There's no discrimination there. Heavy energy is heavy energy. Here we go. You might feel your tailbone starting to soften and release as the heavy energies are flowing. And so a clearing occurs when the heavy energies go into circulation and they're no cl longer clogging our inner awareness, because that's what they do. That's we lose our inner sight, our inner awareness when we're clogged up with this heavy energy. And as the energies start to lighten and brighten, our intuitive knowing, our understanding, our connectivity all start to heighten. And our being opens like a beautiful lotus. Where we're able to receive the light of Father Sun. And it's not up or down, in or out. It's a flow, an experience. You may know it just as relaxing. You may be more aware on the energy level or have visions, see colors. Pain could be relieving. There could even be further log jams of heavy energy that need a little more processing in the living energies to release. Good. And we greet the spirit of the water. Again, bringing up any images of love for water that you have, or going beyond words and images into a knowing, a spacious knowing. Don't have to explain it. And we greet the spirit of the fire. Again, let your being show you how it greets the spirit of the fire. We're really clearing a boatload of heavy energy tonight. We greet the spirit of the air. And we greet the spirit of the ether. A living, pulsing membrane. Of life here on the planet. A membrane is a living frequency. It's like the different notes are on a scale are separated by a living pulse. And that would be a membrane. It's responsive. It's pulsing. It's very much like a heartbeat. And it's a frequency. When the So we went through a membrane from Mother Earth and Father Sun to the water, to the fire, to the air, to the ether. Each one had a membrane, has a membrane. And when those membranes start beating in harmony, they come into a synchronous state. That's what we call coherence, and that's what we call harmony. It's what we call peace. Circles starting to lighten and brighten. The central axis is radiant. So our consciousness is starting to expand and clarify. Now we will greet the directions. Greet the east. Just know it is a frequency, a pulse, a tone, a color. And we greet the south. So we're getting away from a literal word. Verbal defined sense of the directions and more into the energy and vibration of them. And we greet the spirit of the West. And the spirit of the North. And the spirit above and below and within. So we're activating and becoming aware of another dimension of consciousness. That's starting to harmonize with our elemental consciousness and our physical. And when we connect with the directions, we're really reestablishing a sacred geometry harmonic, which grows into the flower of life or the Merkaba when we sink into it. There we go. Okay, now we have a beautiful toroidal flow encircling our circle. Allow yourself to rest. Let further limitation just melt or flow off of you, disperse. And within this radiance that's generating here, as our vision, our inner knowing becomes clearer, we sense a presence of what we would call a luminous being or a divine being. And it's a sensing of a presence. Again, nonverbal. And we begin to resonate with the frequency of the luminous beings because we are becoming one. And so we find ourselves in the presence as luminous beings. In the company of luminous beings. And when you listen to this again, you'll hear the difference in my language. So we enter a space where our luminosity meets the luminosity of the greater consciousness. And it's a feeling of being in community, of being in harmony, beauty, and love. And we're releasing more. This is always a dynamic process. And we start to get used to a direct knowing. Instead of an interpreted knowing with words. I'll be quiet for a little bit here as that is being activated within us. So we're entering the realm of direct knowing. We've just crossed the threshold into this realm, which is the only way we'll know our new earth heart. And that takes a little bit of getting used to, a lot of time, a little bit and a lot of getting used to. This is not something you have to explain to anyone else. Direct knowing is direct knowing. It's a state of being. And even in the state of direct knowing, there is further purification, clearing of the past on every level, and a healing. The nonverbal state is a very dynamic, alive state. This is where the deep transformation occurs because it is beyond words, it's beyond the physical. It's enlivening and it's purifying. Again, direct knowing, no words. And it, something may come to you, an understanding may come to you in words after entering a state of direct knowing. A shift may occur in your emotions or your mind or your body, your perspective, but only after entering the state of direct knowing. And we're coming to the completion of the activation of our circle. But that does not mean the ending. We are having a continuation of this living frequency that will hopefully never end. That we can acknowledge with our gratitude the space that allows us to come into this direct knowing. And we can express our gratitude for the beautiful group of souls that we are able to experience this together with, seen and unseen. So, our ending is a beginning of a living frequency that'll be vibrating within each of us. And it'll be exciting to see what unfolds from this. So it'll take you on a journey. And you can share that journey in the comments on the page. So we're going to tend the living fire, tend the living energy of the group for 2 weeks. And learn from that. So, any questions or comments or thoughts right now? I will also be participating in tending the circle on the, through comments. So let's see what unfolds now. We've received quite a quickening. And let's see what ripples through now. Okay, anything else? So thank you. And the love is really permeating throughout the circle, which is beautiful. And I think you'll really feel the living energy of the circle pretty palpably now. So many blessings, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks.